it'll be an adventure I've never had before, coming from Vegas to Minnesota in a Greyhound bus.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a show for the rubes, by the rubes, talking all things power trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and David, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. This show is in no way, shape, or form sponsored by, affiliated with, or even tolerated by the Power Trip, KFAN, or iHeartMedia. In fact, we'd be willing to bet that Chad Abbott never listens to a single episode. And now, here are your hosts, Chuck and David.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, episode number 22. I am your co-host Chuck, otherwise known as Power Trip Bets.
And I'm Dave, Power Trip Quotes.
All right, in today's episode, we are going to do an instant reaction to the Fantasy Charts Challenge Week 15 selection. So just to quickly reset the stage for anyone that maybe isn't up to speed on the challenge, the loser of the Fantasy Charts Challenge for 2018 has to ride the bus back from Vegas in March, a 37-hour grueling adventure, to say the least. This is probably the biggest punishment they've ever had. So generated a little bit of extra interest this year. Plus, it's tied in with the Vegas trip, which is always a blast. So kind of a big deal this year. The loser, the person that has to ride the bus, is whoever finishes last, plus anybody that loses to the ghost. Corey, AJ, and Meat Sauce are all pretty safe at this point. The closest one to Hawk and Kreese is AJ, and he's 24 points ahead of Hockey. And in the history of the Fantasy Charts Challenge, no one has ever made up more than a 22-point deficit in 1 week. So unless history is made this week, nobody's catching AJ, Corey, or Meat Sauce. That leaves Hockey and Kreisel. Hockey's at 211, Kreisel's at 210, so Hockey has a 1-point lead heading into the final week, and lurking behind them at, at 199 is the Ghost. So the Ghost is still in play here. Yes, the Ghost continues to lurk. He hasn't been much of a factor all year, but he's still there. We could still end up with two bus riders if the Ghost outscores Hockey by 12 or more than 12 and Kreisel by more than 11. And also in play is ties as well. If Kreisel and Hockey were to tie, they would go to a playoff. And if the Ghost were to tie one or both of them in a relevant position, then that would also result in a playoff as well. So given how close the three of them are, that's definitely not off the table. So this week, Charch went with wide receivers. What was your thought when you heard it was going to be wide receivers?
Honestly, I was super disappointed because I wanted it to be the quarterback wide receiver combos, like kind of we've been scheming at and that they've done in the past. I totally get it. I could see Corey or AJ or someone complaining to Charch and making sure that they keep it to one player, you know, just after everything kind of blew up with the double points a few weeks ago. I mean, they have worked 14 weeks to get to this spot and to be in this position. To be basically safe from riding the bus. So to, you know, have multiple players be selected for 1 week would, and kind of put that in jeopardy wouldn't really be as fair. But I honestly am disappointed.
Yeah, I was just a little bit too. I was hoping for, you know, quarterbacks can put up potentially bigger points sometimes, or, you know, maybe you get the elite running backs and you can get, you know, some differentiation. I have a feeling that it's going to be hard for one of these wide receivers to really separate, but then again, you never know. So we get down to the pick. So we went with wide receivers, and Kreisel had the first pick, and Kreisel went with Antonio Brown of the Steelers. Your thoughts? The choices were Antonio Brown, DeAndre Hopkins, Adam Thielen, Amari Cooper, Juju Smith-Schuster, and Stephon Diggs, and he went with Antonio.
You know, it was kind of funny because he said that he wanted to make a safe pick, With Antonio Brown, which, yeah, I mean, that's a pretty good selection. But you look at what Amari Cooper's been doing. If you want to make sure that you don't ride that bus, I take a higher upside guy. I even think Juju Smith-Schuster is a higher upside guy than Brown, at least the second half of this season. I don't know that – I definitely would not have taken Brown there. I would have looked at either Smith-Schuster, Hopkins, and possibly even Thielen.
Yeah, it's definitely – it's been interesting because I have Brown in one of my primary fantasy leagues, and he's normally super reliable, and this year he's really been up and down. And so, right. Yeah, I was kind of – you know, if the thought was going for a safe pick – I would have probably been more on like the DeAndre Hopkins bandwagon with that one. Plus, Roethlisberger's been hurt. He's got a rib issue. Yeah. And you never know. I mean, you know, he gets knocked out of the game and it's New England. You know, New England's going to try and take away what you do best. So there's a very good chance they might target Brown. So I don't know. That probably wouldn't have been my choice. Obviously not a, you know, I don't think it was a bad choice. But interesting that... He went with Brown on that one. So then the pick that Hockey made was Adam Thielen. So Hockey labored over this for quite a while. eventually did make the pick, and he went with Adam Thielen of the Vikings. So your thoughts on Adam Thielen for Chris Hockey?
You know, it'll be really interesting with the new offensive coordinator, Mr. Stefanski, and see how he calls the game on Sunday. I would think that, you know, they're going to throw Thielen the ball. I mean, they're going to try to change things up from the 0 points and, you know, just barely being able to kick field goals against the Seahawks. And they're going to try to get going the right way. And the Dolphins, I mean, you see what the Patriots put up against them last week. A big game is definitely doable here.
Yeah, it makes you wonder though too, because you know, DeFilippo gets fired, and all the talk was how Zimmer wanted to run the ball. So you know, are we going to see just a huge Dalvin Cook, Latavius Murray game? And you know, maybe not as much for the wide receivers. I don't know. It'll be.
Yeah, that's true, because the Dolphins' rush defense is, I think, it's bottom five this year. And they do have one really good corner. I think it's like Xavien Howard or something.
Yes.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he tries to shut down the top receiver, which we've seen them. We've seen like the Patriots choose Diggs as that number one overall receiver. We've seen, I mean, I don't know who you technically call the number one receiver, Diggs or Thielen, but
right.
One of them could be shadowed the whole game by Xavien Howard, which would put that person at a huge disadvantage.
Absolutely, yeah. So, and then, you know, the other picks, just to recap, Corey had DeAndre Hopkins, AJ took Amari Cooper, Sauce took Juju Smith-Schuster, so that meant that Stephon Diggs fell to the Ghost, and he was definitely charged as the lowest rated of this group of six, so the guys made the right choices in letting Diggs fall to number six. However, you know, you look at a guy like Stephon Diggs, he's definitely the one guy that's capable of going boom or bust, you know, because we've seen those two touchdown, you know, long touchdown games. And, you know, you break it down from the points perspective, you know, he's the Ghost is 12 behind Hockey. Well, you think of it in football terms, all that is a 60-yard touchdown. So, you know, Diggs gets one 60-yard touchdown, and now we're tied. And
right.
Then it's a heads-up match between, you know, Diggs, Antonio Brown, and Adam Thielen at that point. And we've seen Diggs go off for big games before, too. And depending upon, like you said, with Xavien Howard, how they choose to cover the Vikings, you know, maybe that opens something up, and Diggs goes off for the Ghost. It's definitely the long shot here, but it is interesting that the Diggs fell to the Ghost, because if flipping it around, I wouldn't expect Thielen to go off for, you know, 150 yards and two touchdowns. I mean, you know, Thielen's good games. He's, you know, he's right around 100 yards or so and a touchdown and stuff. And so it's interesting, because I think Diggs is definitely more of the lottery ticket.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I feel like Diggs is, if you look back at his box scores, at least this year, he kind of has a couple down games, and then he'll just break out with over 100-yard game, 10 catches, two multiple scores. So he's just kind of been, you know, laying in the weeds here. He hasn't scored since week 12 at Green Bay. You never know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It'll be fun. Diggs is a perfect guy for the Ghost.
Yep. And of course, hockey will forever have a story to tell if depending upon how it plays out. So hopefully doesn't start hating Adam Thielen if he ends up on the bus. So
he would have 37 hours to regret that decision.
And just talking about the way it's going to set up too, because every week I send out kind of the viewing guide for the Fantasy Church Challenge, and that's kind of interesting how it's actually going to play out this week, because Corey's game is actually on Saturday at 3:30 with DeAndre Hopkins at the Jets, so we'll kind of know Corey's score at that point, which shouldn't really make a difference. The Vikings play at noon, of course, on Sunday, so Thielen and Diggs will both be done at noon. So we'll know whether or not Hawk has beaten the Ghost or lost to the Ghost by the end of the Viking game at that point. So it'll kind of be interesting to watch that head-to-head matchup. And then, no matter what, because even if Thielen puts up a zero, Hawk's still going to be ahead of Kreisel. We'll know the exact gap that Kreisel has to make up either versus Hawk or potentially even versus the Ghost if the Ghost passes him with Antonio Brown. So then, you know, we all play fantasy football, and sometimes you like to be in that situation where you've got like the last bullet in the gun, and it's like, okay, I have a player in a Monday Night Football game and I have a chance. You know, all he has to do is this and I win. And then there's the flip side where you're like, well, you're losing and your guy actually has to do that. And, you know, anything can happen, an injury, a weird game plan, anything like that. So it'll be interesting to watch. You know, the Vikings game will be over. So, and that, you know, Steelers, Patriots game will be national TV. So, everybody will have a chance to just sit back, get the popcorn out, and see what the gap is that Kreisel has to overcome, whether it's, you know, 1 point or 20 points, or he has to beat both the Ghost and Hawk. It'll definitely be interesting to see how it plays out.
Yeah, it's going to be sweet. And there's only two games in that 3 o'clock window this week, the other one being the Seahawks and 49ers. So all eyes are going to be on that game. Kreisel is going to be sweating it out. It's going to be awesome.
They're going to get that Steelers-Patriots game is going to get like a 45 share in the Twin Cities area. All the media experts are going to be going, why are all the Viking fans watching the Steelers-Patriots game? And why is everybody on Greyhound.com from Minneapolis?
Right. So. Why is everyone ordering Bluetooth chewables?
Exactly. And they're ordering take-home from Green Mill. So, That will do it for this episode. Hope you guys enjoy watching the Fantasy Charts Challenge play out, and it should be an interesting show one way or the other Monday morning. We're either going to get a depressed Chris Hockey or we're going to get a jubilant Chris Hockey. So it's going to be all or nothing. Or maybe we'll get a nervous Chris Hockey as we get a tie and the Charts Challenge carries on. So
either way, I bet he'll be horny and hungry.
That's a given. Or Tommy's Triple H from yesterday. That's great. All right. Well, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie. Coming back.